Hello and welcome to another episode of What's Up Finance. This is Shubham from Tavaga and I bring to you all the important news and updates of the week that has gone by, simplified. This week, the Indian market seemed to have entered the new month with renewed optimism and energy. With an upward movement of 478.4 in Nifty 50 and 1,722 points in Sensex, the market is as green as my lush green garden right now. Will the market remain optimistic despite all the macro and domestic headwinds? It is something we'll have to wait, invest and watch. So what is going to be your stock pick of the week? Please let us know by tweeting us at @tavaga_invest. While we have been listening and talking to our audience and listeners, we have realized that sailing through volatile market can be difficult. So Tavaga has come up with a very amazing offer for you all. Download our app for expert advice and avail 10% discount for our annual subscription. Use code JULY10, JULY10. I'm putting the link in our description. While we all have been watching market very closely, we all have been also increasing our watch hours by consuming content across the world wide web. Blame it on the pandemic, time saved on the commute, or simply the increased availability of video content influencers have influenced us in some way or the other. Fair disclaimer, I have myself spent hours on Amazon buying something, trusting the words of several influencers and not regretted many. The growing influence and popularity of influencers have caught the attention of tax officials. Effective from July 1, any freebies or barter trade will be taxed. Money will start jiggling out of influencers' pockets with the introduction of the TDS scheme. This taxation is not novel to India, but is now being implemented across the globe. Now, you might be having a question that why is it so important? So let me break it down for you. Whenever any brand approaches an influencer for barter collaboration, the influencer is paid with either a product or an experience, say a lavish stay or a self-care treatment. Now, the brand obviously will deduct such expenses as marketing expenditure from their business income. While on the other hand, since the influencer is not getting any monetary benefit, he can't be taxed for this. I recollect a very vague yet impactful line that my college professor used to quote often. Boys, there's nothing like a free lunch. Well, this just made literal sense for influencers. And when after 5 episodes we thought cryptos will be the talk of the past, their news do not seem to be leaving our weekly wrap-ups. Can we call them the Betal to my Vikram already? The central government seems to be unsatisfied with the taxation on crypto assets. The latest addition to the tax math is TDS collection on every trade by 1% of transactions. As the name suggests, the tax will be dedicated by the buyer at the time of crediting the amount to the seller or at the time of payment, whichever being earlier. A small sigh of relief for crypto traders is that this addition will only be applicable after a certain limit is hit. Pardon my English here, but again, these rules are very complicated and I never invested in crypto. I can only suggest you people to steer away from it unless there is certain regulation guided over it. But is this heartbreaking for crypto investors? Tweet storms, enough said, WazirX, a leading crypto exchange, reported a significant decline in trading volumes owing to regulatory uncertainty. Just like in the stories of Vikram and Betal, on hearing the right answer, Betal flees back to the tree trunk. Think this will remain true for cryptos and the Tavaga weekly wrap for some time, until the center documents some regulation around the same. Spooky, maybe the curse of Betal is real. Continuing the conversation about cryptocurrencies, another crypto startup called Vault has given Zor ka jhatka bahut zoro se to all its users. Now to set the context, Vault was a crypto startup that committed on fixed rate of return on all of its users' deposits made in cryptocurrencies. And recently, every user of Vault received a rather abrupt email on the freezing of payments and restriction on withdrawals by investors. First Celsius and now Vault. Both have paused withdrawals from their exchange platform, citing financial challenges faced by the crypto companies. Vault is supposedly a very innovative crypto exchange and it gains its immense popularity by mixing two Indian obsessions, fixed deposits and cryptocurrencies. And not to forget the rigorous influencer marketing. While this too-good-to-be-true assurance by Wolt closes the curtain for foreseeable future, it brewed another controversy over finfluencers. Who is responsible for responsible content is a question we keep asking ourselves time and again. Imagine me gasping like Joey when he says, "You have been bamboozled," while I bring to you this update. I might not have given a very good impression of Joey, but I definitely am Joey because I don't share food, and neither should you when you go out to eat now. Finally, the CCPA, or the Central Consumer Protection Authority, has broken its silence on the exuberant service charge levied by the restaurants. From now on, you will see a food bill without service charge and GST.
Yay!
Did you folks hear about the viral job application? The one where a job seeker dressed as a food delivery person delivered his CV along with pastries to his dream company? Well, trust me, this has happened for real in Bangalore. And hence we call it peak Bengaluru moment. Job seekers these days are on a roll, it seems. Tata-owned Air India conducted a walk-in interview for its cabin crew openings in metro cities such as Delhi, Mumbai and Kolkata simultaneously. And guess what? Around 55% of the Indigo's cabin crew staff opted for sick leave on the same day. Now anyone can draw an obvious connection between both the events, and that's what made it the news of the week. Since Air India returned to its guardian Tata, it's growing exponentially like never before. This calls for countless hiring by the aviation giant in all positions. This made other aviation players such as Indigo request Air India to not hire their existing crew without a no objection certificate. And with this, I hope you do not object me to wrapping this week's wrap with our final segment. What has Tawaga Tribe been up to? We Tawaga Tribe are a bunch of dedicated add-to-carters, technical coffee bean experts, and collectors of delivery cutlery. This week, we were reading Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. In this book, you will get to join four sisters, each boasting their own personality. As they grow up during 19th century New England, you will get to bask in their unique struggles and understand their flaws as they turn into strong women. You know why we picked England, right? Well, this is a wrap. See you next week. Ciao. Thank you again for tuning in. If you have any feedback or if you have any topic that you would want us to cover, do tweet us at @Tawaga_invest. This is Shubham from Tawaga signing off. Thank you.